This is News Plus.
The US has announced it's pulling out of RAF Mildenhall, its largest airbase in the UK. Two other sites are expected to be handed back to the RAF. David Spencer's got more on this story for us.
Well, this announcement comes after a Pentagon review of forces in Europe. What we understand is that it was recommended to close RAF Mildenhall. An RAF source says that report looks pretty accurate. It'll mean more than 3,000 personnel currently based at Mildenhall moving to Germany. It's currently home of USAF Special Forces and a fleet of air-to-air tankers. The review is expected to also see RAF Alconbury and RAF Molesworth in Cambridgeshire handed back to the British, many of those personnel reassigned to RAF Croughton in Northamptonshire. The MOD says the formal announcement will be later. We expect it to be early afternoon UK time.
And David, what will happen to Mildenhall after?
Well, that's not clear. It's unlikely the RAF would use it. Basically, they don't have anything to put there. Of course, some RAF bases, like RAF Lucas, are being turned into army bases. That's also unlikely as, again, really, they haven't got anything to put there. They haven't got enough troops. It could be that the land is sold off, maybe for housing or even an airport. It is a significant announcement because, historically, RAF Mildenhall has been hugely important. It dates back to the 1930s. It was used as a bomber station during the Second World War. It was reopened in the 1950s and used by American strategic bombers.
David Spencer, thank you very much.
News Plus. Forces Station. Forces Station. Yeah.